Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a three-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a four-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray, there's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I hope you see the truth. This puppet show.
Struggle Jennings and Caitlin Curtis, and the song is God We Need You Now. Wow, talking about the puppet show. You know I love that. It is a puppet show. It's all theater. Welcome back to the show, and thank you to Chris Ann Hall. ChrisAnnHall.com, and it's K-R-I-S, Ann, A-N-N-E. And then it's Hall. So ChrisAnnHall.com and LibertyFirstSociety.com. Doesn't she do a wonderful job every week?
Yes, I swear. Yes, she does.
She's speaking all over the country every week. The girl never sits down, ever. So I mean, she's been coming on our show for like 6-7 years now. And I remember the first time we had her on and I was just so blown away. I was like, you just have to come back. So make sure to help her and also to engage in her training courses because she's amazing. And then get over to MyPillow because you know I'm going to say that because they've got terrific products, but they've got those wonderful products right now for weddings or for early Christmas. You can get stuff right now while the supply chain's okay. And I know you've noticed that you're waiting longer for packages. I just think that might get worse. So Prime is no longer Prime anymore. Prime is like 5 days, 7 days. I mean, it's just like, it's just regular mail. And so just make sure that you're getting things ahead right now at 90% off where you can save a ton of money and refresh those towels and sheets and everything else because it's worth it because you might as well have some things in life that make you happy. Those kinds of things make me happy. I don't. Am I weird? Am I the only one?
Yes, you are.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Bedding makes me happy. I don't know what it is. It's crisp, cool, clean sheets. I love that feeling. That's amazing. So you can get these over at MyPillow up to 90% off. You have to put in the code Kate. And when you do that, it helps the show. So remember the code Kate, please, and help the show stay on. I'll be on C-SPAN, and I'll be on C-SPAN on Monday morning. And so catch me there live. I'll be talking about Roe. I'll be talking about guns. I'll be talking about all kinds of stuff on C-SPAN. So that'll be interesting. I've never been on C-SPAN before. And then I'll be at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas the 13th through the 16th. Milty will be down there with me. We'll be broadcasting live from there that week. And so there's all kinds of people. It's at the Mirage, and it is mid-July, 13th to 16th, called Turning the Tide. And Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, John Cleese, Justin Amash, Glenn Greenwald, Del Bigtree, a lot of speakers besides Rand Paul, and so Ben Stein, all of these people will be down there, and it'll be an interesting, last year was great in South Dakota. This year will be, I'm sure, equally as fun and diverse and different, and anyway, so see you in Vegas if you're able to make your way down there. You know, we've been talking about all kinds of things, but on the abortion front, Guatemala is vowing that they will oppose abortion, even if they're called a dictator. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's really nice to see this because you think the whole world is so bamboozled by Roe versus Wade, and by setting that example, you know, in other countries, as far as looking at us. And I love it when these countries come out and they say something like that, and they do that. It's nice, isn't it? Or is it just me? I love this, though. I think it's very, very cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I'm glad. And this was kind of interesting too. I kept seeing all these articles about America, and it kept calling it she. And there was a John Wayne clip where John Wayne was, protect her. And we always hear this phrasing. And I just thought, just for here's a tip, sakes. The reason we call America a she is the other day I talked about the protection of her, because a woman is more fragile than a man, right? Mm-hmm. I know there's women out there that don't want to believe it, but honey, it's true. And we have to protect her, right? But it's also because of what we always refer to as Mother Earth. Why do we refer to it as Mother Earth? It's because the reference is in Latin, and the earth was or is actually seen for centuries as a rich source of food and nurturing for our forebears. So the role of womanhood exemplified. And a country is also one's place of what? Birth. Mm-hmm. So the idea of birth is directly linked to motherhood. That's why we call it Mother Earth. It's not supposed to be worshipped, but we are supposed to gravitate toward the lesson of, hey, womanhood. And it's a good thing. And it was nourishing, right, and giving to everyone that inhabited the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And like a woman as far as America goes, we need to protect her, care for her, look out for her, not destroy her. And so it's interesting to see women fight for the ability to deny motherhood and their incredible role to conceive. That is, it really is when we have examples of womanhood and all of its divinity all around us all the time represented. I mean, it's strange, isn't it?
What's really strange is that based on that, why is it that these liberal progressives think that humanity has the ability to destroy Mother Earth?
I know.
We don't.
I know. And it's like Chris Ann was saying on the break, but she didn't get to say this on the show, so I'll credit her with this. But she said, you know, when you have to do an operation on a fetus, they don't call in an OBGYN, they call in a pediatrician.
Yep.
Yeah. For the obvious reason. And there's so many things like this, and it's so... That's why I think it's hard for me when I see women whose principle is such a strange principle. Their principle, what they're thinking is, because I have enough friends that think this way, which is really bizarre to me. Not too many, but I have a few who think, well, it's freedom to do what you want, free agency to choose that for yourself. You don't want to take their free agency to choose the abortion. But if that's true and you want to stick to principle, then you have to say that if somebody, like, let's say, gets in the way of them getting into graduate school, then you're able to off them too, because they got in your way of your dream. Right? They got in your way. and now it is in your life's path, and you don't want that, and so you have the ability then to murder or destroy who you want to, so that you can get your life's dream realized, right? I mean, if you're going to go with principle, you know, if the baby's just in your way and that's just not something you want right now, you can murder it, then you can basically get rid of anybody outside the womb, too, that gets in your way. I mean, heaven forbid somebody get in your way. Heaven forbid somebody curb your plan to the right or to the left. Heaven forbid. But if you're going to, if you're, if people are going to come out with the principle of, well, it's freedom, well, then you certainly people should have the freedom then to murder outside of the womb, too. They really should, because you have to end the life to abort it, and it will keep growing if you don't do that. So one is compelled to end the life, then you have to end the life of anyone.
Did you know that the youngest in utero infant that has had open heart surgery was only in the fourth and 0.5 months of the pregnancy?
Wow. Open heart?
Open heart surgery in the womb. How can that be possible?
Yeah. Well, you know? A good pediatrician did it. Pediatrician surgeon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's really amazing that they didn't have to do anything to save the mother. They just operated on the baby.
What? They're separate beings?
They're separate.
They didn't have to have the same surgery on the mother.
Didn't have to do anything to the mother.
Amazing. We have gone so far off in this country and jumped the shark so much on, well, somebody should be willing, you know, they should be able to get rid of something that they didn't want. And like we say over and over again, the choice was when they had sex.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all know how a baby is made. It's no surprise. So it's always disturbing to me how we have justified. And, oh, by the way, I want to say sad news. Dr. Zelenko passed away.
Oh, my.
I know. I just got word, and I'm really sad to hear that. He's been on our show several times, and he was always so fantastic on our show. And you have to give it to the guy, because he'll just stand up and say what's what. And there's few people that will do that, especially in the medical industry, and tell the other medical industry, go to hell. I really love him for that. And Zelenko was a wonderful, wonderful man. And so he will be very missed. I love his products. His products will continue and help his family right now. Go to the link on the bottom of my website, katedallyradio.com. And when you click that, it does help the show too. And it's also going to help Zelenko's family right now. And he does have wonderful products. He made sure that they were top of the line. He's got a product with quercetin and D3 and zinc in it, and it's just, these are just such fantastic products, and they limit the use of having to take a lot of pills. So I know we could all love that, right? But Zelenko, Dr. Zelenko passed away. That's so sad to hear. And I don't have an update yet on Carrie Madej. So I'm not quite sure what's going on there, but we'll find out. But Zelenko actually discovered that he had cancer back in 2018. So he survived for 4 years, treated over 7,500 patients. It's a lot of patients.
He was a very faithful man.
He really was to his faith. He very good guy. I hope we can all be that zealous in our quest for setting the record straight and doing what's right. I hope we can all learn a lesson from him, because he really was. I mean, he, even though he didn't feel good, he was on airplanes. He was at speeches. He was, I mean, to the very end, until he ended up in the ICU, basically just giving his all. I hope we can all, I want to be able to say that. Don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you imagine a life where you sit around and complain, but you just go, well, I mean, what would your obituary say? Well,
yeah,
I mean,
you just described an awful lot of people.
I know. We need all hands on deck right now, because there's just, you know, I described my local city as a cheerleader on crack because it's pretty, but underneath all of it, we haven't realized the crack addiction, and that crack addiction for us is government, federal government. And I'm going to say that no matter what city you're listening to me from, you probably have the same situation, unless you're a Democrat city, which has already gone to hell. But, you know, you're already looking around, it's dirty and everything else. But I wonder if you have the same problem, a cheerleader on crack.
Well, they
pretty,
have,
but
there's no doubt that they do. Just look at your city's budget and see how much of it is dictated by the federal government.
So true. It's so true. And federal dollars and telling them what to do, and bureaucrats, unelected bureaucrats, deciding your regulations and how to penalize you. It's just in every city right now. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. I'm going to share some a gas crisis clip with you. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call.
Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade, and it's not sticky. It doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product and for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this, and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold, and mildew than bleach.
888 888-